Welcome to part 3 of our Safarnama or Hajj Rihla excerpts reading from Mumbai to Makkah by Ilya Troyanov. Now, if you've been following the excerpts we've been reading thus far, you'll know that Ilya is a Bulgarian-German writer. He's a translator, he's a publisher who was born in Bulgaria and now lives in Germany. And the question arises as to how did he end up making his Hajj from Mumbai? He moved in 1999 to Mumbai and became very involved with the Indian life and Indian culture. And in the excerpt we're reading today, we discover how he prepared for an entire year in Mumbai before embarking on the Hajj. He writes, "The preparation for my Hajj had begun in a small room of Crawford Market, a densely populated, lively, predominantly Muslim quarter of Mumbai. It was December and the travelling hawkers on the street that leads to the Friday mosque were plying their wares, plastic Christmas trees from China. At the entrance to the building I'd been looking for was the chaiwala, a seller of tea, whom I was to get to know well in the course of the next 12 months. He would bring tea up to us on the first floor in a wire holder, the tea in slender glasses and tin beakers of water, and wait for us to finish, which we did sitting down in three gulps, first the water, then the tea. He boiled the tea with milk, sugar and spices in a large pot by the front door, and was there at all hours, a surly fellow who took his time to acknowledge me. The stairs creaked with age, the building, as is often the case in Mumbai, a ruin beyond the inhabited flats and offices. There was a doctor's practice on the first floor, and next to it the office of Markazul Ma'arif Organization, an NGO that aims to educate Muslims. I knocked on the door and it was opened by a young man dressed simply in a white kurta pajama, as all the young men would be with whom I'd spend the coming year, sporting unruly beards. He bade me welcome and showed me inside. The office was set up as a large open space with six computer terminals along the left side of the wall. On the opposite side was a long bookcase that was spilling over. I had come with a recommendation from a Muslim journalist and activist who was both well known and treated with suspicion for his liberal thinking, and was thus initially given a cool, distant reception. I spoke of my interest in Islam, and the young leader told me about his organization. It was dedicated to social work and had orphanages and hospitals in the northeast of the country. In Mumbai, their main duty was to supervise 10 young ulama who were experts in all religious questions. But in addition, they were to become competent in English and computer technology. They had been studying for 2 years, spoke fluent English, and had mastered word processing as well as utilizing the internet. The organization hoped that these young men would one day be in a position to write fluent, insightful articles in English to counteract the sparse or false information about Islam prevalent among the members of the Indian public. We have to take this a step further, the manager said. It took just a single meeting to decide. I would teach the young men writing skills, and in return, I would gain a more profound understanding of Islam. It was a good deal, in the spirit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Practical, sensible, and honorable. You have to understand, Burhan, the office manager said, our interest in you is how you can be of help to us. Let us make an agreement, and what comes of it will depend on more sides. As an Islamic organization, he explained, we have to cover ourselves. We are under observation by the Indian Secret Service and they can question us at any time. We have to be able to give them satisfactory answers. And so, that is how we came together. 10 young men who all went by the name of Qasmi and myself, referred to as Sir or respected teacher for several months until we were close enough that I could persuade them to call me Ilyas sometimes. We met 3 times a week. One of the men, an authority on the law, a mufti, became my personal teacher. After an hour, we swapped roles, and I taught them in a narrow classroom with a low ceiling, which served as the library and common room. This is an excerpt from Mumbai to Makkah by Ilya Troyanov, his Hajj Rihla. And the excerpt we read today described how he ended up going on the Hajj from Mumbai. Join us tomorrow, inshallah, for part 4 from his Safarnama.